What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Pate. I'm back. This is episode number 33, baby. Let me scoot the mic up so we can hear good. Boom. Should be able to hear me fine right there. Yeah, this is episode number 33. A lot of you guys that's been following me realize and you know that this last week was the best week of my life. Seriously, dude, I did about 13 grand and I worked less than I had worked ever. Like, seriously, ever. Since doing anything I've ever done, I've put in way more effort than I put in last week. Because, like, it was Thanksgiving. I was dealing with the shit with my wife. We got through our little issue. All of that, you know what I mean? Man. And at the end of the week, Friday, did 7K. Friday, I did 7K. And then, Saturday, I did 5K. I've done $75 so far today because my mentorship's on sale for $75 for Cyber Monday. If you guys are hearing this podcast, you might still have time. If it's after Monday, then yeah, maybe too late. If you reach out to me, and I have a set amount of people that I'm going to let take this deal, right? So if the people haven't took it yet, I may still offer it to you. So just reach out to me on that. But man, leveling up is just, it's not even a question at this point, bro. It's happening. I got 3 calls scheduled today. Today alone, man, I'm going to pull like another at least 5K. If I close all 3 calls, man, we're looking at another 15K today. And that'll double our income for the month. That'll push us right at 30K for the month. We'll be, the company will be fucking lifted the fuck off. And this is all within the first month, guys. You know what I'm saying? We haven't even scaled a store. See what I'm saying? So this is all just off the front end money, really. You know what I'm saying? Right now, because we're building. Eventually, though, we're going to be able to stop selling stores and just live off of our 30% that we make off of these stores. That, oh my God, it's going to get ridiculous. Life's getting really fun for me right now, man. I'm following my path. I'm learning more and more that I'm a closer, man. Like, this is what I love to do. You know, like, eventually I want to be the guy that, you know, there's $1 million deal on the table. They don't know what to do. They call Dustin and he closes it for 10%. You know what I'm saying? That's the guy I want to be. And I have to work my ass off to get that title. You know what I'm saying? To earn that. Because they don't just call people that's never closed shit. You know what I'm saying? I have to have proof. Have to have proof that I'm a beast at what I do, right? I have to master my craft. And I'm doing it, man. I'm in full action. All of my pillars of life are in sync. You know, my body's doing great, man. I got my exercise every day from doing the walk. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, my spirit's getting better. My spirits are lifting. My confidence is going through the roof. You know, my business is thriving. My relationship with my family's growing. We're still having this, you know, our small issues. We're still getting frustrated. We're still having small arguments. The difference is now that after we've talked to each other, we understand why. We understand. I understand when she gets frustrated. I understand it. I understand what's frustrating her. See what I'm saying? When I get frustrated, she's starting to understand what frustrates me. And we're just fucking vibing like that, man. And we're really, really connecting the dots this way. And I'm just here to let you guys know that, dude, all this is possible. I swear, man. It don't matter what you do. You can do it to an extent it's never been done. You know what I mean? Nobody's ever accomplished this. What I'm doing right now. It's never been done. Seriously. Find your never been done and go do it, man. That's when you win. That's when you take off. That's when it's like, dude, I'm telling you, man. It's like, it won't be long getting a private jet. I can't wait, man. I know it's going to be some years before I'm actually at that point. Just because I've actually looked into all the upkeep and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have, I mean, like, 5 grand just to have somewhere to park the thing monthly. You know what I mean? Like, big deal. a real big deal. So I'm not there yet. I'm not ready, not to make that kind of a leap, that kind of a leap. Even though I could today, I could go rent a jet, fly it around for 20 or 30 minutes, make a video, make an ad, probably, you know, do $100,000 in sales or more. And I could do some shit like that if I wanted, but I'm not doing it. I'm not building that way. I'm building off of trust, and I'm building off of real relationships. And I have a feeling that that's why I'm going to win long term. Because the guys that are coming into business with me, they're not coming in expecting to get rich today. You know what I mean? They're coming in with the expectancy that they are running an actual business, that it will take actual time, and I don't have to worry about all the why don't I have a jet yet kind of shit, because I'm not doing jet ads. You see what I mean? I'm not portraying that for you right now. You see what I mean? I'm just telling you that in time I'll change your life. Even if just a little bit, you know, I will. And in 12 months, if I have failed you and haven't profited for you, I'll give you a full refund of your initial investment. That's why this has never been done. Who else can you come to, you know, right now, because it's $1,000 off with $5,000? $5,000, man. And within a year, have a business that's making you money. Thousands, you know, good money on a monthly consistent basis, hands free to you. Where else? It's never been done, man. It's never been done. I'm doing it though. You know, I just had to put my foot in the water, man. I had to meet some good people. I had to work on a lot of areas in my life. I had to stick out, man. You know, I had to realize that all of my laziness wasn't laziness. It just wasn't my calling. You know what I mean? Like, where you're lazy at in life, it's because that's not where you're meant to be. Like in school, I failed school pretty much since about the third grade. I quit giving a fuck about school because I knew that it had nothing to do with my life. I knew then that that wasn't going to be me. You see what I mean? And, you know, to, I guess, all the other third grader kids' parents, I was probably looking like the fuck up. But today, I'm pretty sure I just did better in a week than most of all of them do in like 3 months. You know, that's the real facts. Like I can show you the documentation. And I don't brag about it, man. I'm not here to brag. Like, I don't post my money all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I might personally send a screenshot to someone in a DM, like if you're my friend, you know what I mean? I'm trying to boost you up, show you what's possible. But it's never like, no, look what I did and there's no way you can. It's always, look what I did, man, and look what you can do. Look what's possible. That's what I say. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not here to suppress you. You know what I mean? I'm here to help you elevate. I'm here to help you win, man. I'm here to show you the ropes. I'm here to try to speak my piece on how the fuck I did it. And I need help, man. I need some listeners. You know what I mean? Like, I don't make much money doing this shit here. Made about $4 in a month doing this podcast. So this definitely isn't for money. You know, that little short ad you guys listen to, I make one penny. And I made about $4. So you can, that's about 400 people have listened. And that's not money. Can't even really get a lunch with $4, you know. But did I quit? That's, oh man, I'm only making $4 in a month, man. That's a waste of my time, man. I could be doing something else with that hour every day. No, it's not what I said. I'm going to keep giving it to them because this is how I looked at it. I looked at it like, oh well, 400 people. I had the possibility to help 400 people. In at least one episode, there's at least something that can help you. You know, so that's how I look at it. It's not, this isn't for the money. I make plenty of money. So that's why I keep going, man. Everything in your life isn't going to be for money. You know, and you're never going to get money if you solely just start searching for money. Anybody will tell you that, man. And any of these real businessmen, any of these real guys with trades, like traders or fucking, you know, these guys, man. You know what I'm talking about. The ones that make good money because they put in the effort. You know what I mean? They'll tell you. You're not going to just come right in here because you want to make money and then make it. You have to fucking want it. You have to want more than the money. You have to want to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? You have to love what you do or else you're just simply not going to do it. That's the real truth. You're not going to put in the work, the overtime. You know, you're not going to be dedicated like someone else. So then that other person that's dedicated is going to crunch you out every time. They're going to lap you. And you're never going to have a chance. Because they're going to be getting all the customers first. You know, the trader that's there for passion, he's going to be taking all the trades first, man. He's going to make you hit all your stop losses. You know what I mean? The bankers that have been doing this shit for years and years, you know what I'm saying? That know that it has to be passion to win, they hire the traders that have the passion. And they have the money, you know what I'm saying? You don't stand a chance without at least passion, because they have the money and they've hired the passion. See what I mean? You have to have the passion. And one thing I got is a lot of fucking passion. I have a decent amount of influence and an okay amount of looks. You know? I don't have the biggest muscles. I'm not the smartest. That's just what I got, man. And I use it. I just use what I got. Seriously, if you'll just use what you got, that's all you have to do. It's that easy. Just use what you got, man. You got it already. You were born with it. It's not like something you have to work for. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that's super out of reach for you. It's not far away. It's just right beneath the surface. You're just not scratching the surface because you're not in motion. You're not in action. It's right beneath you, man. It's right under your fingertips. You know, your breakthrough, it's right there. You know, your happiness, it's right there. All the money you've ever needed, it's right there. Go get it. Today, let's just get up and get it. Let's get up and get what's ours, you know what I'm saying? I'm pissing. When I get back to this house, it's on for me today. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm shutting the doors. I'm in the office, you know what I mean? Because that's where I like to be. You know, I'm in my zone. I swear to God. I'm gonna go home, get my mind right. Because my mind, I clear my mind. That's what I do on this walk. I clear it. I completely refresh. Whew. It's like a rejuvenation. Especially when it's a little chilly outside like today. I feel like I do better in this environment. That's why I love, or in this, I don't know what the fuck you call it, temperature, atmosphere, whatever. But that's why I love Tennessee so much, because it's like always a crisp air. It's always nice and almost cool. Some days are hot, of course, but for the most part, most days in Tennessee are crisp. Like, you know, it's easy to breathe for me. And I can really unwind in it. That's what I like, and that's why I do this. But, like, when I get back, it's time to get back. Boom, beast mode, full effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, snap out of it. No more time to relax. You know what I mean? We're back in our prime, and you're an animal, and other animals are after you, right? So, boom, who's going to win? It's going to be me. And the reason is because I already know that. I believe it. Like, I like to look at life like every day you got to be a different animal. You know? Like, yesterday you may have been a gorilla. And then tomorrow you can wake up, man. Your ass might be a fucking parakeet. You know, you might not be very big at all, man. But you still have some advantages. So you can still always win. Think about that. You might wake up and be a squirrel. Super small, but you're fast. Your agility is retarded. You can fucking fly up a tree in seconds. Use that, you know what I mean? However you wake up, just use it. Use it to your full advantage. That's what I try to do. Like, if I wake up down, I still use it. I use it to change it. Okay. Fuck, I'm waking up like this today. Okay, well, look, this is what I'll do. That way I never have to wake up like that again. And eventually, you'll wake up the animal you want to be every fucking day. You see what I mean? You'll be a beast. Untamable. You know what I mean? Uncontrollable. Unstoppable. Really. Fucking mammoth. That's where I'm at today. I'm going mammoth on these motherfuckers. I'm crunching everything in my way, man. Nothing can stop today for me. Today is at least a 5 grand day. I am Dustin Pate. I am the creator of value. You know what I mean? I am unstoppable. I am uncontrollable. I am not understandable. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want people to understand me to the full extent, because it wouldn't be normal. I wouldn't be me if people fully understood me. You know what I mean? There's almost every person I meet, you know, tries to tell me that I should do at least one thing a little different. And I listen to a lot of it. But a lot of it's just me. And what good would changing me do? That's how I look at things. That's hurt me a lot. Don't get me wrong. That's hurt me a lot in life. But it's also been a really big blessing to me in life, because when I really know, when I don't question it at all, and other people are, I would have gave up. You see what I'm saying? But because of that little bit of whatever that is I have, it allowed me to keep going. It allowed me to create. You see what I'm saying? Instead of taking the advice of what's already been created, it allowed me to change. You know what I mean? I didn't have to listen. I didn't have to listen to fucking Susan telling me that, man, come on, man, you're going to waste a lot of your time, man. A lot of your younger 20 years trying to do all this, man. Just get you a job, man. Save some money for a while. And then by the time you're like 30, 35, man, then try it. How about that? And I wouldn't have made 13 grand last week. See what I mean? I wouldn't have been able to do that, Susan. Why would you hold me back? You know? I'm glad that Susan had absolutely no control over my life, and I was able to prosper without critics. Of course, I had them, but I didn't listen to them. That's the difference. We're all going to have critics. The difference is how much of it you listen to. how much of it you let it control your life, how much of it you let it change you. And the real key to it is just when to change and when to listen and when to stay how you are, when to stick your ground, when to continue what you've already been doing because you know it's the right thing and other people just don't see it. Maybe because it's never been done, or you know, like you're just in an environment where like that's never been done with anybody you know, okay, whatever. But you know different, right? You can find the physical proof of different. You can see the difference. You know what I mean? The light's there. You just haven't got it yet. And you're listening to Susan, who don't even see a light. Don't listen to Susan, man. Susan does not know shit. I promise you. Like, I could have listened to so many people, man. I could have been what so many people wanted me to be. But look at me out here being Dustin Pate. It's so much funner. You know what I mean? It's such a better feeling. Because they would have been happy for me if I did what they said. You know what I mean? Oh, Dustin, you're doing so great, man. See? I told you that'd be a good life for you. Of course. But now, it's a better feeling for me knowing that and them not telling me. Because then I know that they're sick. That's what I'm after. I'll be dead ass honest. I got a little bit of petty inside of me. And I want to make everybody sick that ever doubted me, that ever told me to do any one thing different. And that's probably wrong too. I know that. That's another thing I'm okay with. I'm okay with being wrong. You know what I mean? Like, so many people have this huge problem with like, oh my God, I don't want to, I can't do that because what if I'm wrong? What if that don't work? I don't have that. I totally do not even have that. I just do it. And then if it don't work, I'll know. I'll know it didn't work and then I'll just do something else. I don't have that like, well, what are people, well, if that don't make it, man, everybody's going to know that I fucking failed, man. I don't have that. I don't have that at all. And I failed a lot, but how many of you know me for failing? Just by a raise of hands. I failed a whole lot in my life. But I'm not known for one of them. How you like that? I promise you, man, that's how it works. It's easier than you think, man. Just put it to action. Just start. Use the shit. Come on, Jax. Yeah, Jax has been a lot better on this leash, though, lately. He's getting his exercise in. Maybe he'll go relax today, too, somewhere. You gonna have you a good day, too, Jaxie? Good. Jax is having a good day, too. How about you guys, man? What have you told yourself this morning? Which side of your brain do you have working? You got the negative side working this morning? Or the positive side? Huh? Which one? Be honest with yourself. Have you been bitching this morning, man? Oh, man, this coffee just ain't warm enough today, man. Man, I didn't want to go to work today, man. Today's just a fucked up day, man. Damn, I gotta get up and go to work. It's Monday again. Damn. Is that how y'all feel? Is that what you're telling yourself? Because if it is, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it won't get any better. As long as you say that shit every day, that's how you'll feel every day. Literally until you die or stop saying it. I promise. Even on a bad day, don't say it. Do not fucking say it. Watch your life change. You just spilled your coffee in your lap? Did you? You know, like, okay. You know, thank God I just spilled my coffee in my lap. You know, something else could have happened, man. Hey, now I got to pull over. Maybe I was fixing to go right up the street and get in a wreck. Be thankful. You never know why that little shit's happening. If you go look back, man, most of the great people used, you know, for far as like life-changing shit, you know, situations, speeches, movies, things like that. The people come from hard backgrounds, man. People went through a lot of trauma, a lot of stuff, man. You know, cancer, breakups, heartbreaks, broken families, all this different pain, right? And murders, you know, just different shit. All that's real. All that shit's real, man. And that's what's, you're letting that, whatever that is for you, you're letting that shit hold you back as like you're the victim, when really that shit happened to you so you'll have a story. You know, you're useless without a story. You're useless without pain. Honestly, you are. Someone that's never been through anything, completely sheltered, they're like a fucking elf that's lived at the North Pole forever and then goes to New York City, like that movie Elf. Go look up the movie Elf with Will Ferrell in it. See what I mean? They're not going to work. It's not going to work out. Use your pain, man. Use your pain for your gain. No pain, no gain. I know you've heard that, like with exercising and shit. It's in life too. You know, the people with the most pain usually get the most gain. So like, if you know you've went through the pain already, it's time to gain, baby. It's time to get up. It's time to get this money. It's time to get your ass in action. It's time to get back healthy. Yeah, it's time for all that. Yeah, man, it's time for all that. Come on, you stupid dog. The dog gets so scared when a car comes. It's like the end of the world. He starts just nutting all the way up. Come on, get over there. Can't walk in front of me. You're going to trip me up. But think about that today while you're headed to work or whatever you're doing right now. Just put that into your calendar. To think about what we talked about here today and to try to use it towards your life. I love everybody. Hope this show really helps you guys out. Each and every one of you, I hope you have a blessed and prosperous day. I hope you're happier today than you've ever been.